This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Students in a Facebook Live event this past weekend said they miss their friends and teachers, but they're nervous about going back to school. 15-year-old Brianna Sauzameda.
I don't think it's safe to go back in general. And although I absolutely despised online learning, it was hard for me to focus. I couldn't get the help that I needed. I just wanted to be able to stay healthy and to be able to flatten the curve.
Colorado health experts have advised school districts to take precautionary measures when students return amid the pandemic. Dr. Alexis Burakoff with the State Health Department says schools should divide students into cohorts in classrooms.
So that if there is an illness among a member of that group, it's very clear who has been exposed.
Pueblo's Library District is giving Chromebook kits to nearly 300 students to help prepare them for the school year. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
With school planning undergoing changes as a result of the ongoing pandemic, the number of students without the necessary tools has become more evident. The computers will be given to students based on need, as identified by organizations including the Boys and Girls Club of Pueblo County, Posada of Pueblo, and the Pueblo Department of Social Services. The project was funded by a grant from the Packard Fund for Pueblo. The kids will receive craft kits, a computer bag, and enrollment in the library's summer reading program.
That's KRCC's Abigail Beckman. There's been a schedule change for special news coverage later this morning. A ceremony for the late civil rights leader John Lewis now set to begin at 11 a.m. And we will go there live at 11. This is CPR News.